Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hello, Canada. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show. It's a Football Friday. We're coming to you from the bunker from Western Canada here on Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. And I know that for some of you it is the afternoon, but I'm guessing nothing's changed from the morning.
No.
Did I mention yet that it's episode 207? Oh, I think we all needed the laugh that we had in Hour 1. It feels good.
It does.
To let out a little frustration, anxiety, depression, what have you. John Frenzy with us. And I don't think we're done yet with the talk with John Frenzy, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster, joined us from his South Regina estate on the phone. Great quality, by the way.
Yeah.
But you were afraid that we were losing him, like literally losing him in the middle of the interview.
I know. And he started, you know, gargling and he was just taking a drink, I think, of water or whatever.
That's what he was doing. Yep. Refreshing. Reloading.
In the middle of his sentence. And I was just making sure for a second. I wasn't sure. But he was good. He was great.
Coming up here in Hour 2, TSN's Matthew Schenetti and Rough Riders all-time games played leader Gene Mikowski, 17 seasons with the green and white Grey Cup champion. The only thing with Frenzy, and by the way, he's showing no signs of slowing down, but our families are so close that I know that his family's going to ask me to speak at his funeral, and I'm dreading it. When that happens, I spoke at my mom's, I spoke at my dad, I speak at everybody's because I'm the broadcaster in the family.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just dreading it, but he is like our surrogate dad now with ours gone. Fair?
Yeah, it's absolutely fair.
And the only thing is, I felt like I was letting him down a lot in all those years as voice of the Riders. Because, like, I loved the Riders, obviously. I was never faking that. John's whole existence is tied to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Mine's not.
Right.
Never was. So I get, like, the concept of there not being a CFL season, it's not great for anybody, but life will go on. I think Lynch thinks that the world will stop.
Well, it's I compare it to saying there's no Christmas or there's no, you know,
which has never before happened.
No, exactly.
But this hasn't happened either.
No, exactly. It's such a big part of his being, or, you know, like a soldier getting, you know, deployed for 6 months and being like, look at this wasn't planned, but you're going to be gone. And you know, Rod's gone for 6 months. It's that big of a thing to him. And I don't want to think about what his life or how much this would hit him if there's no season.
No, I know, but there is a reason that he's called John Frenzy. I've told the story in the hospital of where the nurse said to me, "Does your friend have a slight anxiety problem?" I said, "Slight." He invented anxiety.
Well,
so it's not the right. It's not the right way to live, man.
No, but I mean, it sums it up at the end of the conversation when, you know, you're like, okay, so next week we'll get you on the video chat, and he's like, we can do that.
How are we gonna do that?
Bring this up today. How are we gonna do it?
Got 8 days to worry about it. It's all he's gonna think about.
Yeah, you better shut your phone off this weekend.
Oh, trust me, I will. Checking the poll results today. This has been a popular question. To set the stage, if you missed it earlier, Wayne Gretzky in an interview with, I can't remember who, I think Sportsnet, saying that he believes Connor McDavid will win a Stanley Cup before his career is over. So our daily poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is Wayne Gretzky right? Will Connor McDavid win a Stanley Cup in his career? What do you think the results are? Because I don't think you've seen them.
I bet you they're about 72% yes.
Whoa.
I haven't looked, I swear to God.
61% say yes, Connor will. And I voted yes. The other 39% are saying no. And again, the offshoot question is, will it be with the Edmonton Oilers? Yeah. I would also say yes. But how would you answer that?
I would say if he's going to win one, it'll be with Edmonton, because I don't know that city can let another player like that go twice. Fair? It happened with Gretzky. I don't think it can happen again with Connor. Now, he might leave on his own. Contract's over and he might decide not to. But we're talking about a Tom Brady, New England Patriots kind of marriage that's happening with Connor and Edmonton.
Yeah, but they better start winning then.
Yes.
Okay. Our show topics, by the way, just ahead of Gene Mikowski, just to re-up them. One, they are going ahead with bubble cities in China with the Chinese NBA. They're pro league. They're going to do it. Quarantine cities, they're going to start playing. Two, SaskTel Center told CJWW they've been contacted about being a quarantine city for the National Hockey League. Point three, WrestleMania goes this weekend. Will you be watching live from the Orlando training facility of the WWE? Point four, Gretzky says McDavid will win a cup. Question is, will it be in Edmonton? Five, The Athletic ranked the broadcast crews of the National Hockey League. Number one was Carolina. Last place was Boston. Number six, clarifying on Duran's behalf, that if you've lost your job, now you understand how a football player feels. I don't need to defend Duran, but I felt the need to. Those are the main topics. And point seven, Tom Brady. Do you like him or not? We haven't got to that yet, but we will. Everybody likes our next guest, Gene Mikowski, Riders Career Games Played leader, MLA in the Saskatchewan Legislature, joining us today from, I would assume, home. He's got his CFL alumni shirt on. How you doing, Gino?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're sounding great, looking great. Everything's awesome.
Okay.
As we do our check-ins from around the continent with everybody, we're asking how everybody is. You got a big family. How are things in the Mikowski household?
That's good. We're working away remotely. In most cases, the kids are at home here. Obviously, no school going on. They've started though. To do a few assignments. The teachers have been getting a hold of them, so that's good. They're getting that back up and going. There's been a few dust ups between the boys, but overall, nothing out of the ordinary. We're doing okay.
Of course, it would be cabin fever. I can't imagine. Three boys in that Mikowski house. Gino, how many years as an MLA has it been for you?
I was elected in 2011, late 2011, right after the CFL season, a couple weeks after that. So. Coming on 9 or so years.
Right. So let's think about this for a second. Do you envision a day, God willing there will be, that you're a politician longer than you were a football player? Could you ever imagine being thought of more as a politician than a football player? Have you thought about that?
No, you never know. I guess in football, how long it's going to last, but also in this life as well. I guess we've got 4-year cycles, but I haven't given a lot of thought about that, especially these days where we're day by day here working hard, but you never know, and we'll see what happens as the future unfolds.
Well, and that's where I don't really know necessarily where to go with you, down the football road or the political road. I mentioned last hour, I saw Scott Moe's video yesterday where he congratulated Saskatchewan people for listening and complying with the state of emergency terms over the last 2 weeks. It's making a difference. He's extended it for 2 weeks. How much are you involved in this? How much does this fall under any of your portfolios?
Well, the government is continuing to go on. We're working hard, and certainly the health area is very busy right now, and that's taking precedent. But each of us has our own areas and businesses we deal with and people we deal with, we're working hard and trying to get information to people and talking to people remotely, of course, and for the most part. And we all have our areas that we continue to work on behalf of the people of the province. And so we're all working hard, government and everyone else in the private sector, but also individuals in our province to get through this scenario we find ourselves in.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Obviously, communicating with your constituents. And we had Brian Ramsey on last hour, CFLPA. Same key words here, communication, 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 getting the word out. So I'm glad to hear that's what you're doing. And obviously, you guys are doing a great job of it. By the way, I want to pass along a hello from Monty Klassen in Saskatoon. He says, please tell him I say hello. It's Monty from Saskatoon. He'd have been working in the equipment with the Huskies. See, Gene remembers him.
Absolutely.
Do you have much to do with the current players, Gino? I mean, your boys all play sports and football, but current pros, are you talking with them at all at this time?
No, not really. Yeah, I find myself out of the loop. I'm probably not a great resource for a sports show. I could, talk about the old days and the good old days and that kind of thing. But guys I played with, I keep in touch with them a little bit. and I guess yeah, you're dealing with your own family, and of course work is very busy all the time. So I try and coach whenever I can, and I have been able to coach high school football the last few years, and that's been a great time, great enjoyment to stay in the game a little bit from that perspective, and spend time with my kids on the field. So, but current players, not really, no.
Well, by the way, speaking of Husky alum, Mark Anderson writes in, you would know Mark, Vice Principal of Hanley School, says, hi, Gino, great to see you. Keep up the great work for our government. So there's from Mark. That Husky alum, Gene, is huge. How strong is, how active are you in that? And how much do you keep up with the former Husky players? Because it seems like you can't throw a stone without hitting eight of them on a daily basis around this province.
Absolutely. You know what? It's such a great tradition, and such great people involved with that organization. Of course, Brian Towers was there for years and years and years, and what a great impact he and that program has had in our province. I can think of so many leaders that have gone down to, have been so involved in our communities and in our businesses. When I played with them, I had my doubts at the time, but boy, some of them are just awesome guys and continue to, and there's that link over the years. And if you play Husky football, you're I think in general, you thought of in good stead. So, and of course, Scott Flory, he's carried that torch now. And again, what a great program to raise great citizens. And it's exciting. It's great to watch. Being down here in Regina and being so busy with my kids and, of course, work, you're not able to get up to as many games. I always make a point to come to the games when they take place here in Regina. And, of course, being an MLA here, you get to know a lot of the Regina folks too that do such wonderful work for the Rams, and my own son's involved with the Thunder. So just that football community is so awesome and so much appreciated. I'm honored to be a small part of it, and I can't say enough good things about the football system we got here in our province, the people that make it go, the volunteers that make it go, and the Huskies are of course a big part of that.
Well, it's so special, the football community. And I'm going to bring DuPont in on this, by the way. I know you got your feet up and you're just enjoying this interview, but let's just go down this road. I don't think Gene's going anywhere. I know we're not. Husky football, assuming there's a season, they're going to be great, right?
Should be.
They've been great the last couple of years. That's the outlook, is it not? I know the Rams are pretty excited about their year, too, but what's the Husky outlook? I'll ask you.
Well, it should be pretty good. I mean, Mason Ayas back as a quarterback. And, you know, as you mentioned, Gene, I mean, Scott Flory's continued that culture that Brian had, but almost reinvigorated again, almost like Brian back in the late 90s with that energy and the new wave. A pretty highly respected guy, and he's kind of reinvigorated that program, which is exciting.
No question. I know Scott well, and of course, he had a pretty good CFL career. And, you know, he's passionate about football, he's passionate about teaching, it's a great comment. You mentioned the culture. I know I've talked to him a little bit about that, and that's what he's trying to establish and get going there. And that's what's so important. And to have a successful program year after year after year, and to build that up to where it was and what it'll be. It's going to be exciting to watch, and we'll see where it goes. But he's a right guy for the job, I think.
It's funny you talk about the culture. Like, Scott comes back from a little bit of an older generation of playing football, coming up through, you know, Brian's program in the 90s and whatnot. But, you know, and now your kid with the Thunder, how much has it changed? Because the kids are so much different, right? I was just watching Remember the Titans last night. I know it's a movie, but it's, you know, he says that line, this is not a democracy, it's a dictatorship, and I am the law, right? And that's kind of the way it was for coaches, and it's completely changed. The players have a lot more power. So, you know, how are guys relating? How is it so much different than when you were coming up?
If at all.
Yeah, if at all.
No, I think it is. I think there's been a change. I think recruiting's taken a big step forward, and the training of the players has increased so much. We have Soft Sport does a great job with coaching, sort of that leadership there. But of course, we have so many people, as I mentioned before, giving back, and they're just great coaches, and they learn, they go to clinics, they you know they take it very seriously, and there's so many great coaches out there that and the programming has changed so much. I know my son was involved with the U16 program, and I know there's a U18 program, and Saskatchewan, as always, does awesome at that. I'll give a plug to that program, but that's just part of the football culture, and it's that part of it has changed. Back in the old days when I was going through it, there was a season in August to October, and that was it. You didn't play again until August the next year, and the Senior Bowl was the basic, was the culmination of where you got recruited and whether you thought you had a chance to move along. That started a lot earlier now, is my understanding. The advent of essentially full ride scholarships has made it a little more higher stakes, I'd say, on that front. So yeah, I just think the coaching and the players have improved so much, has led to really good football and certainly more competition for players. There's guys, and there always has been. I think more and more are going to the United States. They get noticed up here in Canada. So I think just a more comprehensive scouting regime, as well as the skill of the players now, and maybe even a little more specialized. I know there's two sides of that debate on the development of players, but more opportunities to participate.
Gene, last one for you, because I know you're a busy guy. All things being equal, let's say that we're back playing an 18-game CFL season. How do you feel about the Riders' chances this year and the job done by your good buddy Jeremy O'Day, because you guys have been tight a long time?
Yeah, I've been in contact with O'Day a little bit. I know they're working just like most people are when they can, working remotely, and it's a little different now, of course, but they're watching a lot of film. They're getting ready for the draft. Of course, they can't physically scout players this time, but they are they're busy at work, is what I understand, to try and evaluate the talent, and that's what it's all about for this year and going into the future. And so I'm very confident with Jeremy at the helm. I think we all are. The Riders, I mean, they made a few moves, just like every other team has. I think the core is in place, and the guys they need and want are there. And of course, if we have good production from our quarterback, things will go very well, I think. So I'm optimistic when the season gets going, and we all hope sooner than later. Very much looking forward to this year, and of course, culminating with the Grey Cup right here in Saskatchewan.
Awesome response, Gino. Appreciate the time. To you and your family, stay safe, and see you when we come out of it.
Yeah, thanks. Stay safe, everyone out there. Thanks.
Hall of Fame writer Gene Mikowski and SAS Party MLA. We've got Matthew Schinetti coming up from the CFL on TSN. Lots to get to, but we're a little late for a break. We'll be right back on a Football Friday, episode 207 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. Is the Rod Peterson Show coming your way on Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-5000. 2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and tune in. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to The Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Just a note on Suds. They're watching right now. They love the show. Kirby and Natalie over there at Suds Full Service Car Wash. They are open, contactless wash. You can purchase gift cards there. You can purchase their passes. Just come in and swipe and go. You don't even need to talk to anybody like Putty in those enterprise commercials for rent a car, right? Yeah, I don't want to talk to any people.
Yeah.
Well, you could do that at Suds. They are open. Suds Full Service Car Wash. I was there yesterday and will be throughout all this. And you don't need to talk to anybody or see anybody. Are we good to go with John Exotic?
Yeah, you good,
Jordan? We have it. John Lynch was with us. And I got to give credit to Michael Gregory, our viewer in New Orleans, Louisiana, says, who needs Joe Exotic and Tiger King when you've got John Exotic, Lynch? There he is. How did you bring that up? Did he screenshot that? There's John Lynch with his tiger cat named Precious. And the original photo, by the way, is from John's birthday where I took him to Hooters in Calgary. And Clark found that photo and photoshopped it on top of John Exotic.
He'd have the same smile with the tiger or with the girls at Hooters, right? The same smile on his face for that
right.
picture.
Big cats in both photos.
Yeah.
John Kirby watching from Edmonton writes in. He says, did I miss anything about the CFL? I just joined you guys. Absolutely nothing, John. You didn't miss a thing. This is like a literal coffee gathering that somebody just joined late, right? The door swings open. Hey, guys, what'd I miss? Nothing.
Nothing. We'll catch you up.
Yep. The only thing you missed was John Lynch literally keeping us in stitches. Oh, that's what you missed. John Frenzy is predicted in the absence of CFL, Ryder football, murders, divorces, heart attacks, hospitalizations.
Yep.
And he's been spending the time playing mini sticks. With his wife.
With his wife. Not grandkids or nothing like that. His wife.
Playing mini sticks in the basement. Sports update. The Athletes Village, still under construction for the Tokyo Olympics, could be used as a temporary hospital for coronavirus patients. The facility will house up to 11,000 Olympic and 4,400 Paralympic athletes and staff during the Tokyo Games. The complex expected to remain unoccupied with the Olympics delayed for 16 months. Former marathoner Wilson Kipsang was among 20 people arrested in Kenya for breaking a curfew imposed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Police say the group locked itself in a bar and drank alcohol. Kipsang was the 2012 Olympic bronze medalist. It's illegal to do that, don't you know?
Wow.
In Kenya. San Jose Sharks GM Doug Wilson won't remove the interim tag from head coach Bob Bugner's job title just yet. The NHL season remains on hiatus due to the pandemic, but Wilson says Bugner has the edge in taking over the job permanently. Major League Soccer has extended its training moratorium through April 24th, because of the coronavirus outbreak. Team facilities remain closed to everyone except players needing treatment that can't be administered at home. This is for the MLS. The league was just two games into its season when play was suspended on March the 12th. And Alabama coach Nick Saban doesn't believe extending preseason camp is how U.S. college football teams should prepare for the season. Saban prefers teaching sessions on the field over the summer, even if they're reduced to shorts and t-shirts. Spring sports, including football practices, have been canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic, in case you didn't know. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca and for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon. And I have a note here from Wendell's. Did you see what Wendell's is doing?
Do we know what the big news is?
I screenshotted it, and I might have lost it. They're doing curbside delivery at Wendell Clark's. Ooh. They're open for business. Call them. Write them on Facebook. Here it is. Starting Friday. That's today. We are open for curbside pickup, and we are offering free delivery inside the city. Phone us at 306-382-1717 for pickup or delivery. We're also on Skip the Dishes. We can do prepay or debit at the door. We are maintaining social distancing along with being responsible in store and out of store. We'll be running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. For now, phone us for details. We'll be offering a reduced menu along with some family combos, two Wendell burgers, four mini burgers and fries for only $30. Or two Wendell burgers, six hand-breaded chicken tenders and fries for $30. We'll be doing daily specials as we move along. Wendell Clark's open for business, curbside pickup, free delivery in Saskatoon, 382-1717.
Wild thought. You want to take a weekend road trip?
To Saskatoon?
Just for dinner?
Pick it up and drive home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate Wendell Clark's, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. We continue the football discussion and whatever else may come up with the CFL on TSN's Matthew Schinetti, who joins us on video chat. Afternoon for him, morning for us. Good day, Matt.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is safe and well out there.
You didn't have to get all dressed up for us, Matt. Did you have an appointment this afternoon?
You know, the funny thing, Rod, is we're still doing work and we're trying to be professional, even though we're home for, what is it now? Day 19. So yeah, this is, believe me, I'm wearing my workout shorts on the bottom half because after I'm doing an interview after I talk to you guys. So we're giving off the presentation of being professional, but still enjoying lounging at home.
My guess is, do you have a brightly colored pair of Converse kicks on with this outfit right now?
Well, I would have been showing you guys the wall of Chucks my father and I put together some years ago because I had no floor space for all of the shoes that I own, which I'm pretty sure is a symptom of something, but I didn't want to overwhelm your viewers with all of the neon Chucks that I have on a wall right by my front door. So I'm trying to help everybody's eyes out, Rod.
Thank you. Next time when this all lifts, because I think I speak for everybody that we'd kind of like to see it. Matt, here's the one question that I had of all the questions for you. It was a few years ago, I was told by a football guy in the CFL, they said, just know that Schinetti and Zach Collaros are super tight. So any report you get from Matt was Zach came from Zach. Where is it that you guys got to be so tight? And what's something about Zach that the average CFL fan wouldn't know about Zach?
Well, the story about Zach, our relationship, was the fact that when we both came into the league together, I started covering the CFL probably around 2011 for the National Post, but really my first full season was 2012 and as a young reporter. And I think you guys would understand this better than most, is that you want to kind of ingratiate yourself with every athlete, every coach, everyone who's a part of an organization. And I, when the Argos were practicing at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, on a field out in the middle of nowhere. Zach was just starting his season, the same season that Trevor Harris started. It was when the Argos won the 100th Grey Cup, and I would spend most of my day there. And this kind of branches off to the second part of the question, which is Zach he loves to read. He reads a ton of books, and we just got talking about different books and different authors we liked. And he is very considered and well-read and loves to debate. And he debates everything. And he's like a dog with a bone. He doesn't let anything go. And the one thing, we've kind of grown up in the league together and seeing what happened last season, knowing some of the things that he's dealt with, and it was a fitting end to a story. I know many Riders fans won't feel the same way about that, but it was good to see him after everything he's dealt with, especially with the knee injury and the concussion issues, to win the Grey Cup and to obviously win it for the Bombers for the first time since 1990.
Right. So feeding into that, and I can tell you, full disclosure, I full on love Zach. I think he's the greatest for the same reason that you do. He's just a great guy. Do you think that him winning the Grey Cup and the Redemption Tour, beating the Ticats, beating the Riders, was understated? Because I think it's one of the greatest stories in CFL history. It doesn't seem to get as much pub as it should have, given the backstory behind it.
Yeah, and I think it's a fair point, Rod. And the reason I think it didn't is because of the other storyline that surrounded Zach, which was we in the media, I mean, thought that he was always one hit away from the end of his career. And those who were really pushing that storyline would go back to not specifically the injury that happened against Edmonton in 2015 when he tore his ACL, but more recently with the concussion issues and obviously what had happened earlier in the season when he had that interaction with Samori Lawrence in the third play of the 2019 season. And there was a lot of worry and wondering whether or not if you put him in a situation that Kolaros was putting himself into any kind of danger. But knowing the offensive line, knowing the schemes that Winnipeg had that really benefited Kolaros as a quarterback, I don't think that we gave that enough credit. And maybe it's partly to do with Zach as well. And you know this, Rod. The fact is, Kolaros is not someone who is going to go in front of the spotlight and soak it up. Not necessarily because, you know, I don't want to say that in a way that's implying that people do just in order to embrace the spotlight. Kolaros is a private person. He knows he has to do interviews with media. He knows he has to interact with cameras, but he'd much rather not do that. And I think because of that, maybe it got underplayed a little bit, but I think you're exactly right. This is knowing his story, what he's overcome, knowing what the narrative was about Kolaros going into that Grey Cup and when he was traded to the Bombers after being traded to the Argos. I really think when we look back on it, knowing what he accomplished and what he did for that Bombers team coming in at just the right time, it really put a crescendo on that story.
Hey, Matt, it's Darren Dupont. Where do you see now this story going with Zach now that Paul Appelese isn't there? Do you see an adjustment? How do you see the next chapter playing out?
It all, Darren, has to do with Buck Pierce. What does Buck Pierce do in that new role as an offensive coordinator? You know, recently, Ed Tate with the WinnipegBlueBombers.com was talking about just the evolution of Buck Pierce and why that relationship with Kolaros was going to be so important. And he touched upon a few good points. The one thing that you know about Kolaros when you're around him a lot is just the relationship he establishes in the locker room with his teammates and his attention to detail. And I can tell you this, going back to the fact that I was there and early morning, as early sometimes as Zach was there when I was just a young reporter trying to get my understanding of the CFL. You know, Zach is in at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. He is there even earlier if he can be. And he, even when he wasn't starting, he was trying his best. And I point to the situation in Hamilton with Jeremiah Masoli, trying his best to provide insight. And that's the one thing that, at least in the Ed Tate article, that Buck Pierce really appreciated about Kolaros is that he offered a real intellectual side to the game and actually offered different ways of looking at schemes. And for a young, or not young necessarily, but a new offensive coordinator in Buck Pierce, and knowing that they already had a pre-existing relationship that was established in a run to a Grey Cup last season, I think that benefits them quite a bit. And the fact is, there will be, at least at this point, God willing that we have a season, there will be no denying that Zach Kolaros is the number one guy in Winnipeg. And because he's going to be carrying with him something that no Bombers quarterback has for 30 years, the fact that he won a Grey Cup with that team, and they still have Andrew Harris, and they still have that great offensive line. So to know that Kolaros will be going in, presumably again, for a full season if we have it, or whatever the season looks like, he and Buck Pierce will be able to establish a relationship that will help that Bombers offense keep evolving.
Yeah, that's exciting. And then on the other side, you know, what's the feeling around a team like Hamilton? I mean, they're at the peak right now, and they're hungry, and they're probably on paper, I think, head and shoulders, the number one team in the CFL. I mean, this would be pretty devastating for a team that's built themselves up to be an elite team to maybe not have a season to be able to execute, right?
Yeah, it is a fair point. this is the window for the Ticats. And if you go back to the narrative that was established by Orlando Steinauer last season, and it was from the start of training camp, it was, we are going to be there. We're going to win. I said it before the game that they had nameplates that said where the Grey Cup was going to be, and they had them on everyone's locker every game day leading up to the Grey Cup. And Steinauer had built that culture of expectation. Now, it seems to have obviously backfired when they faced the Bombers, and maybe, and I'm not implying this was a poor coaching strategy, and as much as I might be implying that the Bombers knew that the Ticats felt themselves to be the best team in the league, and the Bombers on the day were just better. But psychologically, this is the culture that Steinauer has built, is that we are the best, and we're going to act like the best, and we're going to play like the best. However, you need to, a season in order to keep that momentum going. And if there is, you know, God forbid, if there is no season, that really just changed the entire narrative in Hamilton, because there's a lot of guys who have their contracts up. Now, there's so many other layers and permutations and nuances to what goes on with the season. But let's just play the hypothetical game and have a thought experiment about whether or not there's going to be a season. And if there's a season, Ticats go in with a tremendous amount of pressure on them. And this is where really Orlando Steinauer is going to be tested as a head coach, because he can take a look at every position on that team, especially in the core group. They're starting to get a little older. When I look at that quarterback situation, and though Dane Evans comes in as the number one guy, you know, Jeremiah Masoli, when he comes back as that start, as that quarterback who has that confidence level and show that he can be an MOP candidate, if he's coming back and he wants that role, is there going to be some kind of internal tension within the locker room? They did bring in some good pieces in bringing Larry Dean back and Devere Posey. So they were able to really build on some of the depth that they had. But there's a lot of pressure, because everyone in the East especially, but across the league, is going to have the Ticats in the crosshairs, because this is the one thing that losing a Grey Cup when many people thought you were going to win it shows. It shows maybe a little bit of vulnerability. And if teams start to chip away at the Ticats throughout the season, even though the Ticats are the best on paper, that might not mean much.
Two last questions for you, Matthew. It would be a shame if there was no season. I don't know. Who knows? But look at where the CFL's primed to just bust through with the Nick Arbuckles and the Dane Evans and the Jeremiah Masolis and the Cody Fajardos, right? And then the exciting young Vernon Adams, the exciting young coaches, Kahari and Orlando, and Scott Milanovic is back. Like, this is an opportunity to make a major step forward for the CFL. This is an exciting time.
Yeah, 2020, Rod, let's take away the obvious and more important health issues that are going around the world. But if you talk about the CFL season in 2020, what it could mean, it could be incredibly exciting, just given how many storylines there are. As for whether or not there will be a season, it's something I dare to even think about. There will be a lot more important decisions made in evaluating if it's even important to have a season. But if there is a way of having it and structuring it where it is obviously beneficial for all the parties involved, being the league and obviously the rights holders, and you know, in particular TSN and the PA, this could be an exciting season, much like it was, I believe, in 2013, 2014, when the NHL had their shortened season, and it just ramps up the sense of competition. But of all of those storylines that you quite rightly pointed out, I take a look at the quarterbacks as being so interesting, given that there's a changing of the guard. And look at, you know, when you look at all those quarterbacks, Mike Riley is going to be the oldest quarterback. Who would have thought that we'd be saying Mike Riley at 35 years old is going to be the oldest quarterback in the CFL? And he and Bo and the faces of the league are really going to have to look over their shoulder, because you name all those guys, Nick Arbuckle, Vernon Adams, Dane Evans. These are quarterbacks who, speaking to all of them as I have in the offseason, they are chomping at the bit to get their opportunity to really own the stage.
Well, they will be back at some point. So it's paused, and good times ahead for the CFL. Matthew, this has been outstanding. Our viewers chiming in, they're loving it. Thanks for this, and stay safe out there. Hope to do it again soon.
You too, guys. Talk soon.
TSN's Matthew Schinetti joining us from Toronto on video chat. I would love to delve right now right back into that, but we do have to break. Okay? We'll be right back. I posted the poll on the Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, so we'll get to that too.
Okay, great.
It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on the program here. Our social media guy, who put the stick tap to Specs by Ryan? Was that Todd or was that you, Clark? It was Dacu. Stick tap to Specs by Ryan, one of our beloved sponsors here in the program. Why don't we name them as the MySask 411 Business of the Week?
It's a great idea.
Yeah. I know Jordan's got the graphic back there somewhere. I'm doing it a little earlier than normal, but you see Direct West, another one of our fine sponsors that we've been in contact with. They're busy too, trying to help businesses at this time. But every week, Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, I guess, late in the show, we observe the MySask 411 Business of the Week, and it's going to be Specs by Ryan. Located right in downtown Regina, same building as Leopold's. I got to stop in there and see Ryan. But they've stepped on board. Now open in Saskatoon, or at least they opened March 1st in Saskatoon. Not sure where they are on that, but just on the MySask 411 app, I have it on my main apps right on the bottom of the screen. It's like your phone book, but it's the digital version. It's right in your hand. It was just last week that I mentioned I needed a refrigeration service.
Yep.
And typed in refrigeration, Regina, boom, All Seasons comes up, and they come and fix our fridge, which was as simple as turning it off and on again. But whatever, I'm not a tech guy. I'm not a handy guy. But it worked.
It worked.
Specs by Ryan is the business of the week. High-end eyewear. You won't be disappointed. So I did tweet the rock star of the day poll, and it is a dead heat, by the way. Woo! I thought Lynch would be a runaway. And by the way, Clark, he is now leading. He's just pulled into the lead. for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Who's the rock star of the day on the RP show? Of each day's show, we're going to do this. You'll have 24 hours to vote on it. John Frenzy has 38% of the vote. Whoa. Gene Mikowski has 31% of the vote. Matthew Schinetti has 25% of the vote. And Brian Ramsey has 6%. So you got 24 hours to vote on this. And this, when I mentioned that some of our sponsors are all in, some of our advertisers, Rockstar Supply Chains is one of them. Like, they're like, we love the partnership. Can we do more? And what we're doing now is the Rockstar of the Day for them. So that's cool.
Really cool.
And we thank you for that, Darnell Roxanne, great Saskatchewan company, Saskatoon company. I have to say this, by the way. This has been on my mind for quite some time, actually. You know, Matthew Schinetti talks about the great storylines in the CFL. They're awesome. They're great. I can't wait to see what the Eskimos do under Trevor Harris and Scott Milanovich. I've got so much respect for them both. Can Bo Levi Mitchell come back in Calgary? What is the, you know, the repeat act for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and Zach Caleros? Can they repeat? So whether there's a season or not, for anybody to sit and say there will be or they won't be, they just don't know. They're talking out their behinds. Mm-hmm. And whether they play this year or they don't, we just pause these stories because all these guys are going to be coming back. And I do see a lot of this, you know, the Toronto's banned social gatherings till the end of June. And then they listed sporting events, but they didn't list the Argo games and people are offended. Why wouldn't they put Argo games with a list of sporting events? I don't know. And I guess if I lived out there, I might take it a little more personally. But it's that whole thing of if you don't want to participate, who cares? You can't make them. Mm-hmm. The league's great. And furthermore, you can't blame TSN for the, if there is a descending popularity of the CFL in Canada, I'm not sure that there is, but if you were to say that there was, if there was some sort of statistical data to back that up, you can't blame TSN for that. They devote 12 hours a week to broadcasting the games nationally. Right. Not splitting it off to regional networks, which they could. The Labor Day Classic could just be aired on TSN3. It doesn't need to be on national television.
That's right.
So you can't blame TSN, which is the number one sports network in the country. It is Canada's sports leader for a reason. You can't blame them. It's Torontonians. If they want to buy in, great. If you don't want to buy in, don't. But we're just going to go play over here, and we're not going to worry about you. Fair?
Fair.
And then furthermore, to what Rob Vanstone said on our interview yesterday, when we talked about Connor Bedard and how great a boon he is for the WHL because it has an absence of stars. No, it doesn't. With all due respect to Rob, and I don't think this is what he meant, have you watched Peyton Krebs play? Have you watched Matthew Savoy play? Kirby Dach would have been in the league if he hadn't gone to Chicago. Mm-hmm. You don't think he's a star? Here's Kirby. Hi, Kirby. Tapping the bobblehead for our listeners that are listening. Cole Sillinger in Medicine Hat. Like, there's all kinds of stars.
You're right.
And I don't blame the leagues anymore. It's very similar to Vancouver when two reporters showed up for the commissioner's tour stop, Randy's road trip, and everybody's snickering at the Lions. It's like, oh, nobody cares about the Lions. Look, only two reporters showed up. Don't blame the Lions. Don't blame the WHL. Blame the media. They're the ones that are cutting back. When we talk about all these arenas were full back in the day and the Dub was so great, there was columns written on it. There was, you know, interviews on the air about it. You don't see that anymore.
Right.
The media has cut back on their coverage of these leagues, and that's what's causing the leagues to suffer. It's nothing that the leagues and teams have done, in my opinion.
It's gotten a little bit, I don't want to say lazy is not the right word, but you're right. Everybody's more focused on themselves. Everybody wants themselves to look better and try and prop themselves up. And unfortunately, you know, teams can't control the messaging. The fans, we talk about the NFL, right? It's not the teams want to control how they're perceived, but you can't control who the fans listen to.
No.
They listen to ESPN. They listen to Fox. And so those opinions are going to, you know, dictate what the narrative is. And it comes to junior hockey. You're right. There are enough stars. And as we were listening to Rob, and I was listening to him talk about the league being kind of voided of stars, he's right in the fact that, you know, we're not marketing the stars like the stars. We're marketing the teams, the Pats, against the number one PA Raiders. Well, no, how about, you know, let's talk about the players in this game. How about the big guy who's coming in, who's trying to eat your lunch, right, that we hate, right? That's the idea. It was Durkacz and these guys that you didn't like on the other side. And so you built up the two marquee players going head-to-head, right? So, you know, if you can get Connor Bedard and you start pumping him up and the Blades, for example, start saying, hey, it's Connor Bedard and the Pats coming to town. Now, all of a sudden, you can pump up your super pest or your, you know, defensive forward who's going to go head-to-head. When I go and watch the Leafs player, I would go watch the Leafs play in Edmonton. It was all about Kadri shutting down McDavid and that battle, defensive versus the superstar, right? And it was fun because they hated Kadri because he was a bit of a pest, and yet McDavid would score or he'd shut him down. That was fun, and you get that bad blood going. It's not just the team versus the team. That's kind of boring now.
I'm not done, but we have to break and come back for overtime. The rant, by the way, which was not a planned rant, which is always the best way that they go, is for Bronco Plumbing and Heating, your factory authorized Bryant Furnace dealer. Just a pause. I'll be right back. And my point, by the way, on that is this is the way society's gone, is now we can't say Connor Bedard and the Pats because that hurts the feelings of the other 19 guys on the team. It's not fair to them. Stop. That's what's wrong with the world. We'll be back with overtime in a moment. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
It's the overtime segment for Emerald Water, everybody. Thanks. Thanks. I'm just checking the Twitter poll. We got two going. And we will always have two going from now to the end of time. We might end up with three or four by the time, you know, a year or two down the line. But the one on who was Friday's RP show rockstar of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. It's hilarious because Jason and Red Deer wrote in and said, this is way closer than it should be. Like, John Frenzy should be the runaway winner. Oh, my God, was he funny.
Well,
and he's now leading with 48% of the vote.
Good. But I think you're going to get some people in there that haven't been watching and they're voting and kind of, well, who's my favorite? And I think Gene will get a lot of votes on that, too. He was good in the interview, but he's got a lot of sentimental value in the fans of, you know, Rider Nation.
John Lynch has predicted, and if there is no Rough Riders football, there will be murders, divorces, hospitalizations, heart attacks if there's no Rider football. And he's spending his time, killing time, playing mini sticks with his wife in his basement. That never gets old.
It won't.
Oh, my God. Never gets old. I want to read this before we go. Mark Anderson, that vice principal I was talking about, I spoke at his school on mental health and substance abuse prevention. He's rehabbing his knee. He played for the Huskies, and he played against Randy Ambrosi. Gives you an idea of his age. He says to me, but he looks like he could still play, right, Mr. Anderson? He says, Rod, you are really speaking my language now, hurting feelings by celebrating promoting excellence. This drives me to a frenzy level of insane. I'll go one further, and I don't mind. I'm just going to say it. When I owned the pizza restaurant, we did up like 300 player of the game, free pizzas. Come on down to Famoso. I gave this to Regina High School Athletics. I said, give this to the player of the game in every high school football game for the RIFL, Regina Intercollegiate Football League. They came back to me and said, oh, we talked about it. We can't do that because of all the other sports. You need to sponsor all the sports or just football. I'm like, no, I just want to sponsor football. What's wrong with this? And it reminds me back to Eberle back in the day. There was a lot of kids on the Pats that were jealous of Jordan because of all the attention he was getting. What? That's how society's changed. I couldn't believe it. Talking with the coaches of the team, well, from what I understand, some of the players are jealous of Jordan. Tell them to work half as hard as Ebbs, and you might get the results. We talk about jealous of Jordan Eberle. I just was falling off my chair. And that's how society's changed, and that's how some of what we're going through right now is I just think this reset is smartening people up.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people that are believers like myself are going, God's just sitting there going, once you guys figure it out, I'll take it off pause. You guys haven't figured it out yet.
That's very, very, yeah, I mean, that's so good. That's so good. I mean, that's exactly what's going on, isn't it? At least it feels like it.
Oh, by the way, Mike Lee... We got to thank Mike. He's watching. He writes in. He goes, maybe frenzy meant there's going to be murders, divorces, heart attacks all in his own house. The guys all thank you, Mike, for the gifts. And by the way, it must be Friday because everybody's showed up. They're all 6 feet apart. And when I say everybody, what do we got? Five guys?
That's all we're allowed.
But there was gifts for everybody from Mike and Joanne Lee. So thank you all the way from Hawaii. I could sit here and read these comments. I don't even need to read them aloud. They're just so entertaining from everybody all day. Is there something I'm missing? Something I'm leaving out? We've done the business of the week. It's Specs by Ryan, where I'm going to be getting my next pair of glasses from. I love the Pats shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
No, I'll say again, Thursday's Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chains was Mark Recchi, not Connor Bedard, which was a great wake up to me that not everybody's enamored with this 14-year-old kid like you are, Rod. But a lot of Pats fans are.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get back. Clark's typing in Monday's show guests. John in Vancouver watching, he says, thank you for the distraction and the laughs for the last 2 hours, which is what we're trying to do. So thank you, John. And if you really want to laugh, go to Instagram and see the photoshops of John Exotic. We've gone from Joe Exotic to John Lynch Exotic, the new Tiger King.
So good.
Here it is, John O'Flynn in Vancouver. Minutes before you close, thank you for brightening the week here in my home in North Vancouver, including those behind the scenes and your sponsors. So what I love about this job right now is going around talking to our advertisers and our partners and seeing how they're doing, helping them out if we can. It's one aspect of this job that I've never done before in the media. Most guys in my role, you don't think about that. You just go and do your thing, right? You let the sales guys handle that. You let management handle that. I like handling that, getting to know these businesses. And we got to pull together. Paul mentioned this at the start. I'm going to say it now again. If you can get out, it's critical to support your local businesses at this time. Obviously, when we come out of it, but right now, there are businesses that we know that are closing their doors for good.
Yeah.
It's a tough go for them. So if you have the means to help them out, please spend the weekend doing that. So Monday's show, Chris Getzlaff, the potential number one pick in the CFL draft. He is the Joe Burrow of the CFL now, Jordan Williams, linebacker of East Carolina. Read a story on him. Hell of a story. This guy's got to come to the CFL. It's at 3downnation.com. Go read it on Jordan Williams over the weekend. Alondra Johnson, Calgary Stampeders Hall of Famer. Man, we got a lot to talk to him about. And the loquacious, the verbose, Les Brown.
Whoa.
The CFL's all-time interceptions leader. Good work, Clark, on that. It's going to be fantastic. We're out of here. See you Monday, right?
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend and stay safe, everybody. We'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. Mountain here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.